You're listening to SBS News.
Push yourself back from there.
It's a monthly outing for two elderly Sydneysiders, Beryl Pierce, aged 82, and 92-year-old Nora Dalton. A 40-minute trishore ride within a 5-kilometre radius of their aged care facility, IRT Woolwich Lifestyle Community, on the city's North Shore. Nora Dalton was a horse rider in her youth.
It's a bit different. I mean, it could fall over, and that's a bit of excitement. And
Beryl Pierce loves getting out into the fresh air.
Because you're all just locked away otherwise, like there's no fresh air coming on you. Because I go out and walk sometimes to get a bit of fresh air and that.
It's no surprise that Denmark's bicycle-friendly capital of Copenhagen was where the group Cycling Without Age began in 2012. Now there are 1,500 trishaws specially designed for seniors in nearly 40 countries. Co-founder Dorte Pedersen has been in Australia to encourage the spread of the movement.
It's all about the well-being. It's all about having access to smiles and eye contact and having access to feel the fresh wind and the fresh air and coming to places of interest in the city. It could be an event or even just to the coffee shop and basically just have a good chat with a neighbour who comes around and take them for a ride.
There's no argument from psychologists. Sunil Bhar is an associate professor of psychology at Melbourne's Swinburne University of Technology and takes a particular interest in the well-being of older adults.
There have been several studies that have shown that older people who spend more time outdoors have better emotional health in terms of less anxiety, less depression, and improved immunity. There have been some programs that have shown that older adults who spend time outdoors have better social connections, and they sleep better, and for some of them, they improve their attention.
Australia now has at least 30 of these vehicles, which require some training for the pilots, even if they're experienced cyclists. They range from students to 73-year-old volunteer Richard Lewis, who gains as much as he gives.
So I just retired. I needed exercise, the social outing. I enjoy meeting and helping with the older people here.
Each trishore costs some $14,000, putting the onus then on aged care facilities, councils, governments, private donors, even crowdfunding to come up with the funds. Dorte Pedersen of Cycling Without Age.
There's always a very positive response. I have to say that people just really open up to it. But of course, from being so positive in a presentation room and having discussions about it till we get the right infrastructure, of course, there's a bit of time there. But I think that seeing initiatives like this, it just makes people understand that we're all on the same path. And they themselves, their relatives, they don't want to be cooped up within the same four walls. So they also want, to create a future where everybody can come out and about.
Psychologist Sunil Bhar believes it's a worthwhile investment. While a much pricier outdoor activity than, for example, gardening or walking, he says there are unique benefits.
Riding around one's home neighbourhood can be extremely beneficial. It provides a connection to the past, and it allows the elder to reminisce about their lives, but also to tell other people about their past experiences. And we find this to be a fantastic way for them to reconnect with their identity, to be recognised and to be validated.
The biggest challenge, say local pilots, is avoiding the bollards set up by local councils to stop cars entering bike paths. Otherwise, it's a win-win situation with wind in everyone's hair. Raina Sarumpayat, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.